with that theme, it's a joy to welcome you to Tuesday, a rainy Tuesday.
Yeah. We need it.
Yeah, we need
the rain. It's we've heard Pastor talk about it of an evening, you know, especially when you're getting ready to grow stuff and you've got animals and farm and all that stuff to do. It's good to see the rain come.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're going to see several days, I think.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
Probably through Thursday.
Yeah.
Then it should clear up on Friday and be nice by the weekend.
Yeah.
So can't
That'd
argue
nice.
With that.
No, not,
not
at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was noticing over in Mills River, and that's where I live, I guess Saturday was plow day.
Yeah, plow
and
day.
There was a sign up in one of the fields.
Yeah.
And sure enough, maybe they did that just to alert folks of, you know, farm equipment
tractors
on the
and everything,
road.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was nice to see, and I love to smell the dirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's just a country girl thing, I reckon. But
no doubt. No
it's
doubt.
Nice to smell that fresh turn ground, and they'll be planting soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a it's everybody's kind of got the spring fever. It's kind of hard to say. You know, we try to say Mother's Day before you really start putting anything serious in the ground. But a lot of gardens are already getting ready to be. I mean, there's things you can
do. You got to do work on them ahead of time.
Get it all ready. Onion sets. I got onions coming up at the house.
Really?
Yeah, I got onions that they call them volunteers.
Oh.
They were left from last year.
Yeah.
And so they're coming up as well as, a couple of things. So, again, getting the ground ready. And getting taters in the ground and stuff like that won't be long.
Yeah, you got to turn it and disc it and then do all that stuff to it and whatnot. And one thing, it was so funny, yesterday afternoon I was taking the grandkids home from church, or from school. It's the Nana bus. It's my car.
There you go.
And so we were going up their driveway, and we thought it was a stick.
Oh,
but
really?
It wasn't a stick. It was a snake.
Really?
Yeah,
Alrighty.
So I'm like, okay, kids, please, if anybody's listening, please don't send mail that we're being mean to animals. I love animals. I'm just terrified of snakes.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't like them.
Yeah.
And I do break for them, especially when I get right,
right
on top,
of them.
Them.
Yeah.
So we're in
Matter
gravel.
Fact, we speed up for them and then break for them.
We made it a family event yesterday, and the kids said that it was the best day ever.
Yeah.
So they all get, and we're looking, so we run over it. And then we back up and we do it again. Then we go forward. Then we back up and do it again.
Why not?
And then Joanna comes out wondering who is tearing up their driveway. Going, what? And the kids are screaming and all. Yeah, so it was a big black snake.
Really?
And I know black snakes are good and they take care of mice and other things and all that. But,
It's kind of hard to tell from a distance.
Yeah, it was alive. That's the only
kind. Can't tell from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, kind of like the old saying is, just go ahead and, kill them all and let God sort them out.
That's right. That's right. And by the time it was all said and done, we had partially skinned it.
That's okay. Yeah, that's right.
On gravel. But the kids, it was so funny, they got in the car this morning and they were telling Corey. Mm-hmm. It was the best day ever, Corey.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, but snakes, I went all that way to say it's warming up and snakes are moving.
Yeah.
They are. They're moving. And we all survived the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I did notice for me, when I walk outside, I never have a desire to necessarily look up.
Right.
Except yesterday.
Right.
I had no glasses. So the first thing I wanted to do when I got outside was look up. But I didn't.
Right.
But I'm thinking, I never want to do that.
Yeah.
I never walk out going, let me look at the sky.
I know. There's been a lot of, I did it yesterday. I applied a spiritual application to it whenever I had the academy yesterday morning in devotion time. And, and I see a lot of people who have posted about that. You know, the fact is that in the news have been saying there were millions of people. I don't know how you count all that, but imagine, the fact that there were millions of people actually buying plane tickets and travel plans and all that stuff to get into where the path was in order to see something that has happened numerous times, too many to count in our world's history. But yet it was just something that drew everybody's attention to it because, you know the reason why? Because everybody was saying not to do it. And so whenever you tell somebody not to do something, the temptation is there
to do it.
And so, again, that's the whole probably the whole downfall of man when you think about it, because that's kind of like where we're at in these days.
True.
So, you know, I don't know. I think if most people would have paid a little bit more attention to Easter Sunday, than they did to Eclipse Monday.
Yeah.
Will that preach? Can
that
I get
would,
that?
That
can
would be that's
pay
good.
Pay more attention to Easter Sunday than Eclipse Monday.
Yeah.
We'd probably see a big change in this country.
I think
without
would.
A doubt.
I think we would.
And look up, Amen. You know, because that's what he said, to lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. I anticipate every Easter. I'm not setting dates, but it's just a special time when I get up early in the morning, 5 o'clock on Easter Sunday, make my way to the house of God for sunrise service, and there is great anticipation in my heart, knowing that it could be the day. It could be any day.
Amen.
But one of those days is just kind of close to me. And, yeah, and so that being said, that's what we need to do instead of trying to figure out why the moon has such magnificence during another 4 or 5 years from now, we'll see another one.
It's just all part of God's wonderful design and creation.
Yeah.
And I felt, I don't know, that's really not true. I was amazed about that.
Yeah.
I was amazed at the people that spent large amounts of money.
Oh, yes.
To fly in, to get to or travel to the path of totality.
Mm-hmm.
And then
to
be cloudy, rainy, and yeah. whatnot. So, I was going to say I felt bad for them, but no, I don't. I'm sorry that didn't happen. But
Brother Wayne, I hear you. You know, there are crazy, and I say this with all sincerity, there's just some people in this world have lost their minds. And particularly when they propagate their lunacy over the airwaves and get gullible people who sit and listen to their spewage, and that's the word I use,
it's
the spewage, right? A combination of you-know-what, spewage, to where they actually believe. I can't help but think, you know, God lined this thing up in such a way that it's perfect.
Yeah.
In the beginning, he said, and it was good.
That's right.
And it's been good. Yes, I know all about the curse, but it's still going to operate on God's timing and on God's circulation and rotation and all this stuff. It's going to keep happening. And you can try to relate it to climate change or anything else if you want, but it has nothing to do with climate change. It has everything to do with the fact that God's got this universe on a timetable and it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
And
I read what this person, Brother Wayne, was mentioning.
Ludicrous.
They were on they host a talk thing. Yeah. And anyway, I just kind of like it's a septic overflow is what I
spewage.
Related. Yeah. And but I thought, you're getting paid. I have no idea how much money.
Yeah.
And what you just said was the most ignorant thing that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
Regardless of politics or spin, it was just inaccurate.
Yeah.
And then they went on talking about the cicada brood and saying it hadn't happened in hundreds of years. And we know that's not true.
That's
it happens
true.
Every 13 or 17
that's
years.
Right.
Anyway, we could get off on that, but we'll leave it. But man, the world's crazy.
Yeah. I think what people need to do is realize that at the end of the day, when all is said and done, when man has said all that he can say, the Bible says this, let the word of God be true.
That's right.
Let the word of God be true and every man a liar.
Yep.
Okay? And so even on our best day, we have no earthly idea about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And, they said at one time growing up, you and I both grew up in a day to where they said, you need to stop eating eggs. Because eggs are bad.
Yeah,
stop.
Kill you.
Cholesterol. Eggs gonna kill you. You know, don't eat eggs no more.
Yeah.
Then don't eat beef and don't eat bacon. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. You know. And of course, eventually, over time, they've been scientifically proven to be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. All I know is my grandparents lived in their 80s and 90s and lived full lives, eating gravy and biscuits every morning and eating green onions at the end of the day at a table with a pile of salt stacked up about, a good salt shaker high. you know, and dipping their new onions in it and chewing it all the way to the stalk. So I know, you know, it's just some of this stuff we just need to live, folks, and stop worrying about it and just live.
Yeah.
You know, and let's let God handle it, and he's going to.
Amen.
Enough said.
Well, amen and hallelujah. And preach on.
Amen.
Preach on. It's not Wednesday, but hey.
Hey, it's every day.
Gearing you up.
It's every day.
We had some prayer requests. We did want to mention those.
I appreciate folks praying yesterday. We had a couple of urgent requests, some having surgery. A pastor friend of mine had surgery. He came through that and got to come home, and so we're praising the Lord for that. Excuse me. Also, a young man we've been praying for, he had a brain surgery for a tumor about 3 months ago, right after Christmas. And then he had to go back yesterday, back to Duke, and they did surgery again to remove the rest of it. And they were very confident he did well with the surgery. Matter of fact, if all goes well, they're sending him home today.
Wow.
And so that's a blessing, and we give God the glory for that. But I would ask you to pray for a dear lady, precious lady, friends of ours, friends of this radio station, and friends of the ministry here, as well as personal friends. And she took a fall yesterday, a bad fall, and was had to be transferred to mission. They may think that she's got a slight brain bleed is what they said. And so she's in a lot of pain from the fall. So pray for her today. Pray that God would help her overcome this and that she won't have any lasting effects from that. And of course, we've got many others that we're certainly praying about today, bereaved and so on.
And pray for the Woodards in Mexico, in Durango.
Right.
I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Uh-huh.
They have a camp there, been missionaries there for a long time.
Yeah.
And his father-in-law, Brother Bob Wolf, if I get that name correct there.
Okay.
He's been there for a number of years, but they haven't had rain. Brother Arnold was talking, they haven't had rain in months, in months, like 8 or 9 months.
Oh, wow.
And there was a fire broke out, and it was near their camp, which is in Durango, and there's really nothing that could be done because they don't have, like, the fire departments and response like we do here. But they had a boys' dormitory that was constructed of wood, and it burnt to the ground, contents and all, beds. They lost about 45 beds and mattresses, as well as the structure. But they were very thankful because you could see a line of where the fire stopped.
Oh my.
And there was really no logical explanation to say why the fire stopped where it did, because where it stopped, there was plenty of dry grass and fuel if it had kept on.
Oh, my goodness.
But it just stopped. Wow. So they were thankful that it stopped where it did, but they did lose their boys' dormitory at their camp.
Yeah.
So please pray for the Woodards there in Mexico.
All right. Let's do that today. Praise the Lord.
Remember
them in prayer.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We talked about rain, but there is, I don't know if rain's impacting it, but there was an accident or something on 40.
Yeah, I see this on 40 over here. It looks like, if I can get in a little closer, it looks like it is in, it is kind of in between. I don't know, showing up on the eastbound lanes, and that's where the traffic is backed up all the way to Canton.
Good.
And so that's around right near the Newfound Curve before you get to the Newfound Road exit. And so you're headed out of Candler and you're headed toward Canton, you're going to see it coming eastbound. Eastbound traffic as you get through your bridge construction over there in, there near Clyde, you're going to come through and then run into this accident. So be mindful of that as you're headed eastbound on 40.
I'd take 1923 if I were y'all, if you can.
Yep, for sure.
And I apologize. My voice comes and goes.
You're good.
I do apologize for that.
You're good.
And someone asked, does it hurt? It does not hurt to talk. I can't talk much, but it doesn't hurt, so I apologize what it does. But anyway, I'm thankful to have what I got. But be careful if you're on 40, and then, again, the bridge construction. But if you can, jump off and grab 1923 and run Canton and then jump back in there, probably Inca or there's that other where the truck stop is there.
Yeah, right there.
The travel center.
Yeah, there's a travel center there. There's a Dollar General and all that stuff right there.
37.
Yeah, exit 37.
Jump back in on exit 37.
Mm-hmm.
That might be to your advantage.
Yeah.
Don't know how long. it's going to take to get this cleared up because I don't really have a lot of information that I see about the wreck. Yep. If anybody's been through there, you know, sometimes if we know it's a tractor trailer or something, you can kind of plan for it to be a lengthy one, but I don't know. Sad to read the story about the young people that were two killed and several others injured on over the weekend in Asheville. So just heartbreaking there.
Yeah, there were
there.
A lot of, I think there was a couple of them were students down in Charlotte, and they were all traveling together. Tried to negotiate, and it looked like from what all the preliminary reports were showing that they were trying to, they missed, they kind of almost missed their exit, kind of like a lot of us have done. You know, we get to an exit and realize, oh, here's my exit, I've got to get off. Well, they tried to make the turn to get off the exit, but the speed carried them into a grove of trees. And so, sadly, a couple lost their lives there in that accident. And, you know, what's really different, I guess, about this one is because they were all in the rear seats. They were kind of like in one of those, you know, had three-seat SUVs. The front seat passengers were okay. They walked away with just some minor stuff, but the passenger in the middle, the passengers in the middle seat had to be flown, and the ones in the rear third seat are the ones that passed. So remember that. They were young people too, so great tragedy there.
Would you also remember a dear pastor who was recently diagnosed with cancer? Pray for him and his dear family. And would you pray also for another missionary family that he's on deputation and his appendix ruptured?
Oh,
and
my
pastor, I think, spoke about him, but was in the hospital for a while and then finally was able to get back to Texas, kind of their U.S. base. But please remember them. And remember a lady that'll be undergoing cancer surgery on Friday.
Okay.
If you would remember that.
We just got this one over the text. I appreciate folks calling in and then letting us know that, Brother R. I appreciate that. We've been given the okay to say this. And so pray for Brother Gary Ash, who is having open heart surgery right now. And so remember that and to pray for that gentleman. Anytime you have an open heart surgery, that's very, very serious. Yeah. And so pray for that situation.
Yes. Yep. A lot to pray about.
Yep.
A lot to pray about. Well, I saw something that came across a feed yesterday afternoon, evening, and it's about hand sanitizer. And, you know, during the big shutdown and whatever, every hand sanitizer, you couldn't find it. And I mean, people were making their own at home because it wasn't available and all this. But they have got some hand sanitizer and aloe gel that are being recalled because it contains seriously high levels of methanol.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's the Aruba brand. Aloe hand sanitizer gel, and then also their aloe gel for like burns or sunburns. The FDA says it's got substantial methanol exposure.
Okay.
Which, that, I mean, that can kill you.
Oh, yes, for sure.
I mean, in an ultimate case.
Right.
But it can cause sickness, headache, blurred vision, seizures, and again, it just gets worse from there. They say, and I'm not really sure how the company would track people down unless it's people that bought it from their website. I get that. But it was sold in stores.
Wow.
Well, it says it was sold online in the United States through the Aruba Aloe Balm website. So maybe that's it. So I guess they can track it that way. People that have bought the product, they've notified, but they say you need to respond to them, and they'll give you a coupon for a future purchase or something.
Okay.
But the Aruba Aloe Gel, and so if you've got that or the hand sanitizer by them, you need to stop using it.
Did you see this one? I don't know. I just happened to, when you said recall, it kind of triggered something in my head. That Procter & Gamble has recalled 8.2 million defective bags of their Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel laundry detergent packets.
No,
the bags. that, you know, that kind of
that has,
you know,
the
that
powder
has the,
in it?
No, it's got the little pods in them,
okay.
You know, that they sell by the bag.
Yeah. Okay.
The reason why they're recalling them is because, so the name of the product, Tide Pods Gain Flings, I guess that's just a different name, Ace Pods and Aerial Pods. They're the laundry liquid detergent packets packaged in flexible film bags. This recall now is only applies to the bag part, not the pods,
okay.
But the bags. And so I guess you'd have to return the whole thing because the bag, the outer packaging, meant to prevent access to the contents. You know, it has the little zipper track at the top.
Yeah.
You can close it off. It rips. It splits open.
So kids can
still get in the packet. As well as if, you know, they're ingested by little kids, can cause serious skin, eye injuries, or, of course, it can actually cause death with folks with underlying health issues. So the remedy is you can go where you got it, and they'll give you another, and you get a refund or replace it. And the recall date was April the 5th. And so 8.2 million sold in the United States, 56,000 sold in Canada. And so... you can go to their website. It's on their website. Matter of fact, you can go to Consumer Product Safety Commission, which that's where I got this one from, and you can get information about what you should do. You can call them and regarding the recall, and there's all kinds. There are different ones that are under that same umbrella, that same kind of material they use. So.
And if you go on the website, you can see pictures and lot numbers.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
all
I'm looking
stuff.
At pictures right now of the. I can't cast it up there right now, but it's mainly all the Tide, Gain, Ace, Aerial. Those are the main ones.
For the most part, the little pods that are in bags.
Yeah, the pods that are in bags.
Yep.
That's what they're saying.
So if you've got that in the laundry room, you may want to take a quick peek at it. We may have some. The Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office has put out just a heads up to the public. And anytime we see anything in the area, upstate or here, we know it's going to spread.
Sure.
This is out of Spartanburg. And apparently there's spam messages going out under the premise of Sheriff Chuck Wright's name.
Oh, no.
And as well as other deputies within the department. And they say if you get a text and it's like, hey, are you available? This is Sheriff Chuck Wright. It's a scam.
Okay.
That they're not going to reach out to you just randomly. And so if you get anything, please don't click on links. Don't click on any websites. They say the best thing you can do is block the number and then report it to the authorities.
Yeah.
And I just hate to
It is so annoying. You know, it's kind of like after a while you think the ones that are perpetrating all this would just get the hint and realize that, you know, eventually, you know, you're going to get caught. You know, eventually. You're going to mess up. Every crook or every scammer eventually is going to get caught. You're going to slip up somewhere, and they're going to find you. So I just don't know why that they want to continue to. It's just something to irritate, especially take advantage of the vulnerable. So.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an adrenaline rush they get from the deception and the pain they cause, which is sick.
Yeah.
But make sure that you're careful. Make sure that you check your bank account regularly. Check with maybe if you've got older parents or those that, you know, may need a little extra help.
Yeah.
Keep them safe and help them check things. And,
maybe just... Sheriff Wright will get them. I know he's a... You ever watch Brother Sheriff Wright down in Spartanburg? He is a no-nonsense kind of guy.
He's not playing.
Kind of like our sheriffs around here. They don't play.
Huh.
He don't play.
No.
I can promise you he don't play. He's been a sheriff down there for a long time. And especially when you start doing stuff in his name,
he's going to take it personally.
He'll find him. He will. Yeah. I'm just saying he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Okay. We have another prayer
request. Yeah. Okay. Request to pray for a family who sadly is going to have to be in court this week because one of their family members or a couple of their family members were killed by a drunk driver a few months ago, and they're having to deal with this now again all over in court. as the case moves forward. And so pray for that situation. It's always hard when the victims of families and the families have to go through this all over again. And a lot of those details and things, and I realize it's part of the system, but sadly, they have to relive a lot of that, and it's just heartbreaking. So
it does break your heart.
Pray for them as they have to deal with this situation, that God would give them grace.
Amen.
You know, never mind. I could go off on a thing there, but you know, it just takes God's grace.
Yeah.
Because it would be really raw feelings when you have to deal with, especially someone who is, taking the life of one of your loved ones.
Yeah.
And when it didn't, wasn't necessary. It's not. It wasn't necessary.
No.
It wasn't. It's just. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we lived in Texas, and I got called for jury duty in Texas, I was scared to death.
Sure.
Had to go to a big courthouse up in Denton, I think is where I had to go. And,
yeah.
And so I actually got to the question phase.
Yeah.
And it was a drunk driving case
that
they were going to try. And they said, what are your feelings? And I said, there's never, ever a reason under heaven why anybody should be drinking, much less drinking and driving.
Yeah.
They said, thank you, ma'am, for your time. Yeah. You're free to go now.
All they had to do when I went for my jury duty, they asked me, so what did I do for a living? And I said, I'm a King James Bible believing Southern, not Southern Baptist, but I was a King James Bible believing Baptist preacher here in the South. I said, how do you think I feel about things? Have a nice day, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
And every time I'm asked that when I go, that's all I say. What do you do for a living? That's exactly what I tell them. And I'm sent on my way.
See ya.
Because they know exactly how we feel about things.
That's right.
kind of biased. And I mean, for the prosecution, it probably would have been a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, but the defense didn't want me in there.
No, it didn't happen.
So I just sent me home.
Oh, my.
Well, now, don't lie and tell, if you're called for jury duty and you're not a preacher, then don't lie about it.
No.
You know, don't try to use that excuse to get out of it.
But be honest with your convictions.
Yeah, stand for what you believe in. That's
hope
right.
You have some, but.
That's
and,
right. If you got some.
That's hard to say. And then if not, that'd be the first thing I would.
Absolutely.
Completely different subject here. Yeah. I saw a thing. They were talking about the dates that are put on food.
Okay.
Like, you know, sell by or best buy or use by. And me, I've always been a stickler. If it's past the date, I throw it away.
Okay.
And I'm learning that I've probably thrown away a lot of things I didn't need to.
Okay, yeah.
Because dating food is not even required by law.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Well, that's kind of news for me, yeah.
And I went to the USDA.gov website just to make sure that what I was reading was accurate.
Okay.
And they said that there are no uniform or universally accepted descriptions used on food labels as far as dates in the U.S. There's a variety of phrases. They say the best if used by or before indicates when a product will be the best flavor or quality, not to purchase or
like
safety date.
Unhealthy or,
right.
Yeah, okay.
The sell-by date is just for the store to know how long that maybe the product's been on the shelf.
Yeah.
It's not a safety date. The use-by date is the last date recommended for use if the product was at peak quality.
Oh,
but
okay.
That doesn't mean that
it's going to be,
hurt you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the freeze-by date indicates when a product should be frozen to maintain that peak quality, not anything else about getting rid of.
So a lot of that has been deceiving down through the years, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm okay, the sell-by date is the one that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because that lets the vendor, the grocer, whoever, know how long that product's been on the shelf or in inventory.
Yeah.
But the other one, I've thrown a lot of things away that I probably didn't necessarily have to.
Well, I mean, there's some things that last forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, where they, because I know that there were things that probably, I mean, I don't know if I would try them, but like canned goods that have been sealed and, you know, not exposed to air. I mean, I have opened some things before that, had a different consistency than a previous can that I had opened.
Yeah.
And they had kind of like the same, they were the same product, but they had like different dates on them.
Yeah.
And it looked a little different.
Well,
maybe it wouldn't hurt me, but it just looks different.
If it's fuzzy, I wouldn't eat it.
That would be. Yeah, if it's growing hair, don't touch that.
If you have to chase it once you open it, I wouldn't eat it. But they did go on to say that if you handle food properly and, you know, refrigerate it or whatever, it can help to last longer and not spoil. But they said to watch what they term an off odor flavor or texture, which is what you're just talking about.
There are some things that are just obvious. If you're buying meat, that's a biggie. If it looks like it's been there,
and I'm a big smell person when it comes to like opening meat. Absolutely.
I mean, it's just especially for things like if we've all done it. Sometimes, you know, you buy something and you forget about it, and you go, oh, I forgot to put that in the freezer.
Yep. Oh, I better use it.
And then you're like, well, I better use this. Well, then a couple of days later, when you open it up, and it's like, oh, that's not good. It needs to be. You know, feed it to the raccoons or something, you know.
Yeah.
Take care of that.
Yeah. I would pass on that. But again, I don't know. I guess I'm maybe too cautious, but I want to be a good steward with, you know what, everything's so expensive now, you know, you try to watch everything real close.
Well, another thing too I would say to that is that it may be expensive, but it ain't more expensive than a trip to the hospital.
You got it.
Or a week or two in ICU because you've got salmonella poisoning or something of that nature, because it can't be more expensive than that.
Well, we know the severity that food poisoning with Brother Ryan Marlin.
Ryan Marlin, yeah.
Who Marlin. Came very close to losing his life.
Yep.
Traced back to food poisoning.
Yep, for sure.
When in doubt, throw it out.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
If it's green and it moves.
Yeah.
That's right, Ms.
Yeah, there's certain things. You're the test that it can pass.
For sure.
We'll go ahead and get into Swap Shop today, 828-884-9427.
We've got here several weapons, a Force Tactical 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun. It's new in the box. Also a Glock 44 pistol, like new in the box. A Marlin 4570, and all these are John Marlin stamped. This one has a scope. The Marlin 444 is JM stamped, along with other lever action JM stamped guns, long guns. Call 506-5809 and leave a message. 506-5809. And leave a message.
Flower pens for sale, and they're selling these to try to help their daughter pay for college expenses. They're $2 each, and they'll be happy to meet you any day except Wednesday in the Fletcher area or in Canton. You can call, and if there's no answer, leave a voicemail, or you're welcome to send a text at 828-734-1807. 828-734-1807.
Here are for sale a set of four 20-inch rims with 20-inch tires. These are the Terra Grappler G2 tires, LT305-55R20s. They're 10-ply. They're asking $800. 828-684-7037 and ask for Bob. 828-684-7037.
Here is a Chanel Plum love seat and two chairs for $300. Then they have a white Kenmore dishwasher for $300, our best offer. 877-3099, 877-3099.
The Cars Hill Baptist Church in Cedar Mountain will be having an indoor yard sale Thursday and Friday, April the 11th and 12th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. And no early shoppers, please. And since this sale is going to be inside, it will be held rain or shine. The Cars Hill Baptist Church is located at 2719 Greenville Highway in Brevard, North Carolina. That's U.S. 276 South, going towards Cedar Mountain.
And here we have some inline skates. We have women's size 7 that have only been used a couple of times for $15. And then women's size 9 that was used one time for $15. They also have a Works electric pole saw, only used a couple of times. It looks brand new. $60 or best offer. 275-3839. 275-3839.
Here's someone looking for a set of worn locking hubs for an older Jeep. That's what makes it go into four-wheel drive. 506-5809-506-5809.
A 1996 Skyline 26-foot bunkhouse camper. It's always been stored under roof. Everything works, four good tires. They did say the battery will need to be replaced. They're asking $5,000, and it's camping season. 553-0743, 553-0743.
Here's someone looking for a pallet jack or a flatbed cart on casters. It needs to be 36 by 24 inches. Call 564-3134, 564-3134.
Australian Shepherd Puppies. CKC registered Blue Merle and Black Bi and Tri Puppies. That's the colors of them. They're up to date on shots and dewormed, tails docks and docked and the dew claws removed. The puppies will have a vet check before they leave. They have three females, three males that will be available for their forever homes on May 10th or later. 706-885-2313, 706-885-2313.
And here's a job opportunity. James & James Environmental is looking to fill two full-time positions. The first is a water and or wastewater operator position with a minimum or a grade 1 wastewater or sea well license and a clean driving record. The second is a trainable position, but experience is a significant plus, and a clean driving record is also a must for both of these positions. 674-8171-828, 674-8171.
And that's a wrap of our items. Let me check real quick. I don't see anything that came in by email. But let me jump over here if you want. In Carolina Calendar, those things going on this week. Revival at Brush Creek.
Yeah.
Brush Creek Chapel Baptist Church is having revival through the 12th every night this week at 7 o'clock with Pastor Rick Lee, a familiar name around here. Of course, he pastors the Midway Bible Baptist Church, and he's going to be preaching there at Brush Creek Chapel. Pastor Tommy Hart and the good folks there would love for you to come and be with them. And if you can't come, please pray for the meeting. You'll find the church at 1323 Upper Brush Creek Road in Fairview.
And coming up this Saturday, a special day, on April the 13th, the public is invited to hear Lieutenant Colonel Ed Cottrell, as the United States Air Force retired, telling the story of meeting his former enemy, a German pilot, in the Battle of the Bulge and how they became forever friends. He will also be signing his book, We Shall Come Home Victorious. There'll be light refreshments served, and it's free, and it's going to be at 11 a.m. at Grace Brevard Church at 55 East Jordan Street in Brevard Saturday.
And let's see, next week, I guess it starts on Sunday, this Sunday the 14th and goes through Friday the 19th, Fairhaven Baptist Church in Hendersonville will have revival, and Brother Robert Jones will be there preaching Sunday through Wednesday, and Sunday services are 11 and 6, and then weeknight at 7. And then Pastor Chad Watson will finish out Thursday and Friday nights, and I think the Edwards family are going to be there on Monday night, and Middle Cross will be there Friday night. Pastor Chris Norris and the good folks there at Fairhaven extend a warm welcome for you to come and be with them in revival.
Right. Also, we mentioned it earlier in our swap shop items, but the Cars Hill Baptist Church having their indoor yard sale this coming Thursday and Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 each day, rain or shine, and that is on U.S. 276 South going towards Cedar Mount.
And we got other revival services starting Sunday at Amazing Grace Baptist Church here in Brevard. They'll start Sunday service there at 6 o'clock Sunday evening, and then Monday and Tuesday nights at 7, so it'll go Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And preaching, Father and Son, Brother Larry Raines and Pastor Doug Raines.
Amen to that.
Progress Baptist Church folks will recognize those names. A lot of folks around here do. And Pastor Breck Landreth and the sweet folks at Amazing Grace invite you to come and be with them. And as always, if you can't attend these services, please pray for the meetings.
And speaking of Pastor Doug Raines and the Progress family, they invite you to Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville for their Marriage Matters series. That is continuing, and that's coming up Monday, the 22nd at 7 p.m. And so that is a little over a week from now. But Pastor Tony Jones will be preaching, and again, they'll have classes for the youth, toddler, and child care, and a meal to follow. They're located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville.
And the folks at East Etowah Community Center have a very busy April. And coming up this week, the Hunger Coalition of Transylvania County will be there this Thursday afternoon from 2:30 to 3:45. And they say, bring your grocery bags and shop.
All right. Very good.
And I think
that's everything.
That's about everything going on just this week.
Next few days,
the next starting of next week. So
cool.
Looking forward to a good time. Well, Mills River Town Council's meeting Thursday night at 6:30.
Okay.
So remind folks about that.
All right, very good.
I've got time for a song, I think.
Cool. All right, let's do it.
We started with the Carolina Boys Quartet, and we'll finish with them.
Yeah.
Have a great afternoon.
We'll see you tomorrow.
When I look up to the sky, there are times I wonder why Jesus waits to come and take us home. I question the delay, but I know there'll be a day when once again he leaves his throne. So maybe he's waiting for souls that need saving.
Somebody
somewhere needs to tell them the good news and reach out to those who are looking for hope.
Somebody
somewhere needs to know there is someone. He's a Savior who loves them, but they'll never know until somebody somewhere will go. He is faithful to his word, and he promised to return, and it seems the time is drawing near. Still, there might be some who will say he'll never come. What if they're the ones you need to hear? So let's keep on caring, loving and sharing.
Somebody
somewhere needs to tell them the good news and reach out to those who are looking for hope.
Somebody
somewhere needs to know there is someone. He's a Savior who loves them, but they'll never know until somebody somewhere will go. Somebody somewhere has a big job to do, and that somebody somewhere is me. And me
and you.
Somebody somewhere needs to tell them the good news and reach out to those who are looking for hope.
Somebody somewhere.